All the time.
What's up, guys? Tad All The Time Podcast here. I'm kind of in a bad mood. I went to the gas station and I parked on the wrong side of my gas tank, so I had to like repark, which that kind of annoyed me. And then when I went inside to pay for the gas, I told the lady to put the gas on the wrong number. I said put it on number 8, but I was actually on number 7. So when I realized that, I just left. I didn't even go back in there and tell the lady that I messed up. It just got me really pissed off. I don't want to put up with small, dumb bullshit anymore. So I gave somebody free gas because I didn't want to go back in there and tell her that I told her the wrong pump number. So yeah, it was only like $3. It's not like I wasted a lot. I wasn't putting a lot in. I just needed a little bit. This is going to be a really good episode, just to warn you guys. I went to a drinking competition like a couple days ago, Kill the Keg. It just has different groups of people trying to finish a keg first in an all-out battle. I'm going to play some of the behind the scenes of that later on. But first, I have to get to the sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by
Senator Kid Rock.
Do you enjoy musicians who turn into politicians?
Duh.
The kid is growing up. Throw on that pimp coat, time to fucking vote. Do you like Ball with the Ball and the song Cowboy? Then you'll love Kid Rock's next song, I'm the Fucking Senator, dog.
Make Kid Rock great again.
What's his name? What is his name?
The guy who sang Ball with the Ball.
Oh, okay. I'm voting for him. Hey, Michigan, do you think Flint's doing bad? What about Detroit? Well, it's all gonna be better when Kid Rock becomes senator.
That's right!
Are you scared?
It's time America faces the facts. Kid Rock is the best we got.
I don't think so.
Make Kid Rock great again.
Oh, yeah. You said it, buddy. Well, all right. That was today's sponsor, America's favorite person from Michigan, Kid Rock. Well, okay. I'm just going to get started with the rants. So when I'm driving, I'll be listening to the radio. And lately, a lot of motivational songs have been coming on the radio. There's this one song. It's like Suit and Jacket. I was listening to this song as I was driving, and it was like I was very motivated. Like some of the here are some of the lyrics. So yeah, when I hear these lyrics, I get like really jazzed. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready to take on the world. But the problem with like motivational songs is they're only like 3 minutes long. So after the song, I hear it and I'm really motivated. And then the song will end. And then I'm like, what do I do now? I think motivational songs are good if they're always playing. Like I need a motivational song playing 24 hours a day. I need a boombox on my shoulder. Just if the song is only played for like one time, I lose my motivation so fast. Another problem with motivational songs for me is when I'm driving and I'm in the car. See, I get motivated, but I'm in a car. I can't do anything. So I just start like driving really fast and I'm like, yes, I can change the world. And then I'm like, wait, no, I can't. I'm just in a car right now. You know what I need to do? Just drive the fucking speed limit. So yeah, it gets me like really, really intense. And then once the song's over, I'm like, oh, I'm not motivated anymore. I'm back to my mediocre self. Because I forget really easily. I ain't trading my youth for no suit and jacket. Motivational songs are basically just as bad as motivational quotes. I need motivation at all times, or I forget to be motivated. I have to be reminded constantly. Alright, well, switching gears here. The weather's been pretty fucking crazy recently. All the hurricanes and everything that happened, and it was just hard to hear, hard to watch, man. It's fucked up. So, but before the hurricane started, like a week before, there was the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. Those guys made so much fucking money off that fight. They had their fight, and then a week later, all the hurricanes and all that shit happened. And I've been hearing a lot of commercials and a lot of people say, hey, you should please donate to the hurricane relief. I'm totally down. We should donate and help out those people that have been through a lot, but why don't we ask Conor McGregor for a couple bucks? Or hey, Floyd Mayweather, you call yourself Floyd Money Mayweather. Why the fuck are people asking me to donate money? I just don't get that. Whenever there's like a natural disaster, I feel like people don't ask the right people. They ask poor people. Why are you asking me? I can give you a dollar, but is that really gonna help? I feel like it's like if you ran out of gas in your car and you didn't have your wallet on you, so you ask a homeless guy if he could give you some change so you could get some gas. I don't know, I just feel like it's not gonna get anything done. Do not ask lower to middle class people to help with disaster relief. You're asking the wrong person. Like 1% of what Conor McGregor made off that fight is probably more money than like a fuckload of middle class people are gonna donate. From now on, I think that's what we should do. If there's like a big sporting event, a lot of pay-per-view money generated, half of that should definitely go to whatever future cause they're gonna ask people for money anyway. I'm sick of people asking me for money when there's better people to ask. If you really want the hurricane to get cleaned up, don't ask poor people to donate, because a dollar's not going to go too far. But yeah. All right, guys. All right, I'm going to talk about the drinking competition that I went to recently, Kill the Keg. So yeah, just a little bit of a backstory on it. It took place in Taft, California. If you guys don't know Taft, I could describe it as a hardworking blue-collar town. I would say if they had a motto, it would be, as long as you're not an asshole, we probably won't punch you in the face. I feel like that's Taft's motto. They can be rowdy. They're nice people, though. So this event was called Kill the Keg, and it had 5 different teams, 10 people on each team, and each team had their own keg. And whoever finished the keg first was the winner of the first annual Kill the Keg. It was pretty intense. Nothing actually really bad happened. I was joined by my friend and comedian, Andrew Boydston. He was the MC of the event, so you guys will be able to hear him kind of color commentate what went on. Just watching everybody drink, I felt like I was hungover already. I'm glad I didn't participate. I don't think I could have lasted in that competition. I'm glad I got to watch it, though. So yeah, guys, here's my time at the first annual Kill the Keg beer drinking competition. Enjoy.
Average Joe's right here to my right. Over here next to him and taking it real fucking serious, we have the Bad News Beers. Over in the corner, we have the Elka Hooligans. Oh, Backdoor Sliders, everybody. Yeah, the Backdoor. And then we've got Prost. Is easy enough, the German cheers, everybody. Prost.
Some teams have a chant. It's getting really intense. All right, the beers are coming out right now. They're getting distributed. Each table is getting beer right now. Some of the rules are, if you spill beer, you get disqualified. If you throw up, you get disqualified. It's very, very strict. Pitcher after pitcher is being drank right now. And it's safe to say that this is going to be an all-out shit show. 5 teams. Each team has a keg that they have to drink.
Teams are now standing.
10 players on each team.
Hats are going backwards.
Whoever finishes the keg first is the winner. We're about 15 minutes in here, and there's no stopping in sight. The Bad News Beers are definitely doing a good job. You have the average Joes that are pulling their weight. I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of burly people here. How do you feel about being the only chick doing this? Tell me now. Can you do it? How many beers have you had so far?
Yeah, how many?
I think
about
7.
All right.
7.
That's right. One of the Alkahooligans, the only female, has had 7 beers. That's not that much. But it's only been around 20 minutes. So, in 20 minutes, she's had 7 beers. People are starting to get drunk now. The drunkenness is starting.
What type of championship would it be? Oh, shit! Oh, shit! She's up, everybody. She's okay. Holy fuck. That was terrifying.
Somebody just slipped and hit their head on a pool table. That's horrible. I thought she just knocked her teeth out, but I think she's okay. Wow, welcome. There's a baby here, as I said. There's around 50 people almost getting blacked out drunk, and then there's a baby. A baby watching. I just started that chant. All you need is a little alcohol and a lot of USA.
We're prisons and stepping up on the table like Dead Poets Society. Oh, Captain, my Captain. Oh, Bud Light, my Bud Light. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. The Hornet Comet has struck. And it has struck Average Joe's.
Somebody, Average Joe's just threw up.
The Fu Manchu has Fu Man blue chunks. Holy shit, one more up here. Is it done?
The alcohol games.
The alcohol games.
The alcohol games have won.
2017, the first inaugural.
Yeah, that was my time at Kill the Keg. Actually, I have a couple controversies to bring up. One of the teams during the competition, not the Alcohooligans, but one of the losing teams, there was video of one of the players having a pitcher of beer, walking to the bathroom with a full pitcher of beer, and then when they walked back, the pitcher was empty. So basically, there was a couple cheaters in this competition, but they didn't win anyway, so it doesn't matter. Very high stakes for this type of competition. I really hope that there's a second annual Kill the Keg. I really love this event. It has everything you need. Alcohol and friends. You know what I mean? Alright, well, I think that's the episode. Today's song is by my friends from Culture Vulture. The song's called Protest. This song's fucking sick. It has some heavy-ass riffs. So guys, I hope you enjoy it. And until next time.
Oh, yeah.
Sudden protest.
All the time.
Are you scared?